Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest
football team. We take the ball from goal to goal. Well, we hope everybody out there had a nice 3, 4, 5 days, whatever, off, and we come back from a lot of eating, I cannot lie, and probably an overdose of professional and college football.
Oh, of course.
The last couple of days.
Right. Huh? How many days in a row did you have Thanksgiving at your house?
I did.
So how many days in a row did you do the leftovers? Or is it still going?
The desserts I'm still hitting pretty hard.
Oh, yeah.
And I've decided, trying to split it up, but I sat one day and at one point, I'm not going to say. I ate the whole pumpkin pie. I ate the whole damn thing.
All right.
I had a turkey. I had one of those leftover turkey sandwiches.
Of course, yeah.
Well, and by the way, it's a little dry. I mean, as it gets older, it gets a little dry.
After.
But you know, I just put a lot of mayonnaise, threw a little salt on that bad boy. and then I finished. I go, you know what?
I'm going to have a piece of the pie.
And I had a piece, and I go, ooh. Yeah. Ooh, that was really good.
We have another piece.
And I just sat there. And it was just disgusting. Mm. But that's what these 3 or 4 days.
That's right.
It's the only time. I'm not even this bad during the Christmas holiday season.
Well, it's different also when you have it at your house and it's all in your fridge. It's a different story. If you would have went to somebody's house and didn't take leftovers home and you didn't have all that in your house, it'd be one thing.
It looked like, Zach, everybody brought, my sister-in-law's brought, and some other people that were there with us, brought a lot of desserts because I looked over at the table when I was scouting it about halfway through the evening, and we're doing pretty good drinking outside, and I look over there and there's a table full of 3 or 4 pies, cookies, little cupcakes, and I was like, oh boy. And it was just time to eat. Hey, listen, we got a lot more stuff than just our good old eating. And
Dolphins ate yesterday, too.
Boy, they did. That defense just keeps on eating everybody they're playing against. Just incredible. And so this is what happens. They've been winning with defense. And they're going, well, we got to get the special teams going. We got to get the offense going. And when you get them all to play together like yesterday, you get yourself an ass whooping. And that's what the Dolphins did. The best game by far they played this year. But it all starts with the defense, even though special teams got off to a great start with the blocked punt into the end zone. 7 points you never count on, but 3 picks, 5 sacks, under 200 yards of total offense, 10 first downs. I've been there. I know you don't win when you have 10 first downs. And Cam Newton, he's back. He was terrible. 5 of 21.
He's back on the bench. That's what he's doing.
He threw back-to-back picks, and you could just tell his confidence was shot. He was throwing it everywhere, and they finally took him out after 3 quarters. But it was really, really bad. And, of course, the story yesterday, and, Zach, there were a lot of them, and a lot of news we got to get to today as well, as some major surprise in Oklahoma with Lincoln Riley going to USC. And Lincoln Riley came out and said, I'm not going to LSU, and he told the truth. He wasn't going to LSU.
Right, you're right.
He was going to USC. And so
how about that job, though, that USC job? Lincoln Riley leaves a Oklahoma program that's going to the SEC for USC. It says a lot about that Southern California job and how big that job really was nationally.
There, part of it, yes. But the other part, it's a wide-open conference, and you don't have to deal. Look, we can say whatever we want, but there's going to be some coaches that are looking, and I was going to get into this later. They're going, let me see, LSU. They're offering a ton of money. Openly, the AD has come out and said this could be up to a $100 million job, but there is no patience. It's a tough conference, but there's no patience to win there. I mean, they just won a national championship a couple years ago. They got some great wins this year. I understand it wasn't a good year. They just beat A&M, but there is no patience from the people with money and the alumni there at LSU. And that conference, and they're going, let me see. There's no patience, and I got Georgia and Alabama who have this thing right now on recruiting automatic. It is spitting out five stars at a record pace. As we're going to see that game. It should be – I'm guessing it's still going to be a hell of a game, even though Alabama should have lost Auburn. Anybody saw that game? Yep. One play. I hate to be the guy that says one play.
But
– that kid stays in bounds.
Right.
Instead of going out of bounds, if he slides, and I know yesterday some of my guys were saying, coach got to be fired, that kid's got to know, and you're going, he should have known, and I would love to know if the coach had to say something, like, look, the kid's trying to get a first down, but then there gets a point where you go, okay, I can't get there, I got to hit my butt or slide forward and stop the sideway running here. As he came up a couple yards short, and of course, you know what that means, goes out of bounds. And Alabama is able to get too much time going the other way with that explosive offense they have, with that group of players they have. They come back and win that sucker after it looked like they were done.
They were down and out, right?
They were done. So anyway, hey, we're going to have a lot on that stuff, and of course, we didn't even mention your Gators. Billy Napier is going to be – the Florida Gators coach, and I got to tell you, Zach, everybody raves about him.
Offense and a tenacious recruiter. That's what I got a text about the other day.
They better all be really good recruiter. And listen, Florida's been saying we're not doing a good enough job.
But that was the big thing in the text.
Enough job in Florida and getting after it. And what they're saying is we got to do a lot better job in South Florida. I mean, you want to really break this thing down and. You're watching the high schools that are just dominating again this year and all the great players. So, yeah, Billy Napier, good move. And then, hey, listen, we're bouncing away from the Dolphins and this whole thing with Miami. It's really awkward. We're not going to have Coach on this morning. He's recruiting. He's doing a combo. Listen, we can all be honest with each other. He's recruiting, and as he's recruiting, which has got to be awkward today, because the players are going, well, I know the school I committed to lost their coach or the new guy's in now, but, coach, what about you? You're out recruiting. Are you sure you're going to be the guy? Are you sure? As somebody told you that's in power, as the athletic director is expected to be announced today or tomorrow at the latest, the University of Miami is supposed to have an athletic director in place. And, by the way, friggin' hurry, man. Get going on this. And whatever you guys are going to do, combination of people with money, the school, you got to get an athletic director in place. And then, Manny needs to know what you're doing. Now, he's treating this thing like it's his job, but he knows. Listen, he's not stupid. He knows this thing could go a lot. He's not meeting with everybody every day to see what's going on.
Plus, think of the negative recruiting about anyone that's calling any of the players he's going to see. You're really going to go talk to Manny Diaz, huh? He's not going to be the coach in a week. There's a lot going on here. That's why you're right. The AD and the situation needs to be fixed and finalized immediately.
Yeah.
You need to have something.
I was hoping it was going to be done actually over the weekend, Sunday maybe. Was the first open day without a football game after the Canes beat up Duke, as you heard in those highlights. Yeah, you would have liked to. And listen, I know Lane Kiffin wants the job. That's pretty clear. Lane Kiffin wants the job. And there are a lot of people that think, with the right people in place, Mario Cristobal also would want the job. So I guess now these are reports that Mario's been out here over the weekend. His mother has been sick, and we hope the Cristobal family and his mother is doing okay. I don't know, and honestly, it's nobody's business but the family, but he made a quick trip out here to check on his mom, which meant it had to be pretty serious, and we hope to, again,
to make a day
everybody
trip
in
here,
the
right?
family, and then sprint it back because he's got a championship game. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Utah and Oregon are going to play each other again and see what happens in that game now that both teams are pretty much out of it and have no chance to get to the playoffs. But we'll have a chance, obviously, to have a great season.
And a Friday night game, by the way, 8 p.m.
Going to have some conference championship games. Going to be just fun to watch. Just great. Listen, Oklahoma State's all of a sudden in play. There's going to be a fun one. I think everybody's really curious to see what's going to happen to good old Notre Dame and their situation. Who are they playing in their conference game? Who's Notre Dame? Anybody out there help me?
The schedule right now, it looks like they have an open week.
Open?
Open week.
I'm trying to figure out who Notre Dame, everybody just wants to. We have to always guess. Oh, they're playing really well. Well, who do they play in their conference game? Everybody else got to play these conference games. They're really important. Who's big independent playing? Oh, they're not playing anybody. So we have to guess how they match up with everybody with their one loss at home to Cincinnati. Okay. Hey, listen, we got to go to break. We got a lot of good Dolphin stuff, man. The kids, Jalen and Jalen show was pretty special yesterday. Two in the gang. Well, I'll tell you what, that draft class getting a lot better. Slow developing. But, man, they are here. They waited. They teased us.
You're right.
But they are coming on. They figured it out. Whatever it is, they have figured it out, man. A lot of those guys playing well. We'll come back, have more on that right after a quick break.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.